What's going on? Hello, everyone. How are you doing? I obviously know that you can't respond, but I just like to do it because it feels like it's a conversation and I'm not just sitting in my basement talking to myself into a mic. So how are you? How is everything going? Today, I want to talk about the gym. I know. It's not really something that you think you would find on this podcast, but I like to talk about a little bit of self-improvement. And over the past year, actually, coming up in 2 days is the anniversary of when I bought my first home. And with buying the first home came a lot of renovations. And so what those renovations did is, well, the buying the home part, I had to move, first of all. So I completely changed the area that I was in. And then we bought a home that needed a lot of work. And so it required a lot of renovations. These renovations required me to take work off. Obviously, you know, you didn't get podcasts for a hot minute, but now we back now. And what that did was it kind of like changed my routine and changed everything that I was doing. And I was waking up and I was coming here and smashing down a wall. And so that was a little bit different for me. So I wanted to kind of collect these thoughts because now it's a year later and bring it back to the one thing that I feel that I needed to make a change in. And that kind of surrounds the gym. And I know a lot of people struggle with going to the gym, struggle with the thought of like the confidence about going to the gym. So I wanted to sit down and have this conversation, this candid conversation with you to talk about just my thoughts on it. And hopefully it's something that you can resonate with. So hi, my name is Joey Kidney. I'm turning 28 this month, but I'm 27 now. And I currently live in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And we actually just got snow today. That's besides the point, but I'm just not fucking ready for it. Okay. I was ready for it. I'm done with it now. We're supposed to have some nice days. I'm somebody that loves to be outside, and these pressure changes and temperature changes are just not doing very well with my mental health. So that's super fun. But I know that I'm not alone with this topic. I know there's a lot of people that are listening to this. You know, maybe you're somebody that's never been to a gym. Maybe you're somebody that's never taken working out seriously. Maybe you're somebody that thinks that, you know, working out doesn't really benefit your mental health. And I'm here to tell you my side of the story. I'm not here to tell you you're right, you're wrong, you need to go do this, you need to go do that. Ultimately, how you live your life is how you live your life. But here's how I made mine better. And here is also how mine got worse. So let's go back around to 2022. In 2022, I was living, we actually just moved, but that's kind of, I don't want to tell you that because that's going to confuse you. But the home that I was at previously, we were renting and we were living in a little part of the city called Hintonburg. And in Hintonburg, there was this gym that was like a private personal training gym. And I signed up for it because I was somebody that was like, I don't want to go to a big commercial gym. I'm too scared of people. The steroids, I don't want to see them. Go get those big acne bros out of here and the toxic masculinity. I just don't want to see that. And so I was, and that's okay. That's mainly because I was insecure about my body and, you know, my confidence in the gym. And so I found this gym that was basically a private personal training gym where it was expensive. It started out at, I think, $190 with tax, and it then boosted up to like $205 with tax with the, yeah, that was super fun to see that bill come in. And then every month you got a personal program from a personal trainer, and you had one review class where you would go in, you would get your program, they would review all the workouts with you, and you could choose like a 3 week program. A 3 day a week program, 4 day a week, 5 day a week, whatever you really wanted. And they would make it up for you on the spot, tailoring your needs. And it was amazing. It was the best decision that I've ever made. It was the best gym I've ever been to. Obviously, I don't have a crazy amount of backstory on gyms, but it was absolutely amazing. And then you could also book training sessions. So you did get one review session with a trainer to go over your entire workout or your plan, but then you would have to purchase other training sessions with a trainer. And so when I first started off, I did that. I bought a big group of training slots. And basically I used them, say I was doing a 3-day workout a week. I would use 3 training slots to go over in depth each day. And I would have a trainer with me side by side, and I would really like try to ask them all the questions, understand the movement. And then for the rest of the month, basically, of this program, I would be doing it by myself. I'm talking highly of this gym because it was one of the best gyms ever. I don't want to just like blast their name on the podcast. So if you live in Ottawa and you're looking for something like this, DM me and I'll let you know and tell them that I sent you, but they're absolutely amazing. And so that was my experience at one of the best gyms ever. And then I moved, right? So the people that I was renting from, they decided that they wanted to sell the home. And so they sold their home, and that kind of forced us to find a new place. And we found one we ended up buying, and we ended up buying one that needed a lot of work. And when you buy a home, you spend a fuck ton of money. You spend so much money that you're just like, you're literally not even ready for. I still stress about it. I don't regret it, but like, oh my God, I have nights where I can't sleep because I'm like, what did I just do? We're going to need a whole other podcast just talking about home purchase and stuff. But what that then led to is, you know, moving to a different spot. And so I couldn't live in this house for the first like 3 to 4 months of the reno. And so I was living at my parents' place. I was living at my partner's place or their parents' place. And we were just going back and forth. And I was trying to still go to the gym, and it wasn't working. My relationship with the gym just got so kind of toxic in my own head. Not that the place was toxic. I was not going, and I felt like I was just like blowing money away because it ended up being $200 a month that I just wasn't ultimately using. And it made me feel really bad about the gym. And I also didn't necessarily have the money for it. So then fast forward to the point where we're moving in, I then set up kind of like this home gym in my basement. It's kind of like in my office. Like if you come into my basement studio where I record all my videos and like this podcast and everything like that, on the other side of the room, you would see a bench rack and a bench and a bike setup and dumbbells and a kettlebell and mirrors and weights. And like the other side of the room is just so gym bro-y. And I convinced myself, I was like, I'm going to use this every day. I'm going to work out here all the time. There's no motivation. I couldn't find it in me. I was like, why are people in my head? I'm like, I went back to the first mindset before I went to my personal training gym. I was like, why do people go to the gym? Why don't they just like work out at home? And a lot of it is the atmosphere. So I tried the working out at home thing for about 6 months or so. And it was going okay. But winter hit. And once winter hits in Canada, you don't really go outside. Like you can't plan your day. Like when I think about like my perfect environment is I do picture living in a warm city just because I'm somebody that I love to run. I love to go out for hikes and I love for the weather not to stop me and not to change. And so when you see people that like live in LA or live in like Australia or like Texas, and you're like, oh my God, how are they always fit? Because they can actually schedule a routine. But when you live in Canada, you can't schedule anything. You can like kind of tentatively plan for it, but also plan for things to change. And so when I was trying to get into a routine of like, okay, I'm going to run every week, or I'm going to run 3 times a week, and I'm going to work out, and then I'm going to do walks and dog stuff and all of this stuff, I ended up not being able to do it because of the weather. And it really just stunted my growth that was my body. And then I told myself that, okay, if I'm not able to run outside or do any work outside, then I'm going to come downstairs and work in the gym. But when you work at home all day, I'm somebody that works on, like I do social media. So I stay at home all friggin' day, and then I have to work out here, and I have to eat here, and I have to sleep here. And it's just like, there's no change in environment for me. And if you've listened to this podcast before, the only way to change your life is to change your environment. Because if your environment, your surroundings have stayed the same and they become toxic to you, you're never going to be able to grow in the toxic surrounding. So last week, let's fast forward I quit the home gym. I don't even know if you could say that, but I accepted fate. I found that my energy levels were low. My strength was low. My sleep was bad. I wasn't eating right. Everything in me just didn't really work. I was getting more depressed. I felt like I needed to go to therapy. And it's one of the best decisions I've ever made to go to therapy, but I was in a really low point in my life. I was looking in the mirror and I wasn't really recognizing the person that was looking back. And I know that there's a lot of you that are listening to this and it's like, okay, well, you need to accept the person that you are. It doesn't matter how you look. And I get that, but a huge part of how I accept who I am is I want to accept the way that I look and be proud of myself. And I'm somebody that grew up in sport. And when I look at myself, I want to be able to see somebody that can perform in sport. That's just how I've always been. And that's something that I absolutely love to do. Like I have such an interest in my body benefiting itself. And I consume so much content and I listen to so many podcasts and I listen to doctors and I study and I love learning about the body and how it moves. And I noticed that I wasn't hitting all my goals, these goals that I always tell you guys of, you know, I need to hit my nutrition. I got to get my right sleep. I got to exercise and I have to hydrate. I wasn't able to do those things because I wasn't doing the other. So if you're like, oh, I need to get more sleep. Well, how are you going to sleep if you're not tired? You need your exercise, but how are you going to exercise if you're not hungry? Well, you have to eat. How can you eat if you don't exercise? Cause you're not going to be hungry. And then it's like, and then how do you get your hydration if you're never working hard? So exercising will allow you to eat and hydrate more, and then that'll bring more sleep to you. And I was spitting that out to you guys because I absolutely believe that, but I was just lying to myself, convincing myself that, okay, this basement gym workout is something that is pushing me when it's not. It didn't push me. I didn't excel. I didn't move forward. I feel like I decreased. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now back to the episode. And so last week, about a week and a half ago, I joined a gym and it was, I don't want to say it's like a big box gym. I think it's only in Ontario. It's a bigger gym, but it felt like a community. And I was really hesitant to do it because I'm like, we're kind of tight on money right now. Things are tough. Property tax, income tax, everything's kind of due. But I'm like, I'm not in a good spot. I'm not in a good spot. And I knew that I needed to make a change. And I can't keep getting up and look at myself in the mirror and being like, I don't recognize you. And so we spend so much money on Netflix subscriptions, all the subscriptions, that I decided that I was going to cancel a few. And it was going to take a little bit of money off going to the gym. So I signed up to this gym called Movati. And Movati is like kind of like a little bit bougie, but not as bougie as like an Equinox in the States. And so I signed up and it's $90 a month. Now, looking back, remember my other personal training gym? That was $200 a month. Now, granted, this $90 a month gym, what it includes for me is a swimming pool, a hot tub, a sauna, a change room, whatever. Then there's like a field house gym where you have like a turf and it's a little bit more CrossFit-y. And then you have your regular gym stuff of like lots of free weights, lots of machines, lots of treadmills, blah, blah, blah. And it seemed like it had a good vibe, but I was so intimidated. I was still so intimidated. And for $90, I was like, this is a lot right now for me. This isn't something that I necessarily would love to see exit my bank account, but I know that if I take this seriously, I can change my life. And when you have that realization, if you don't act on it now, you won't act on it. I know this sounds like I'm pitching you to sign up for a membership. I sound like a friggin' car salesman, but for gyms. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to explain my side of the story and how not going to the gym really changed my life. So in the past week and a half, I've slept better. I've been able to eat. My water intake is wonderful. And my sleep is getting a little bit better. It's not amazing. I've only been going for a week and a half, but everything else is on the upswing. And so in the last week and a half, I've gone to the gym, I want to say 6 or 7 times, maybe even like 8 or 9. Like, I've gone almost every single day to the gym, and I'm really sore, but I'm feeling really good. And so what I'm doing right now is I'm using kind of like the knowledge that I have from my personal training gym and the workouts that they made for me. And I'm kind of implementing them as best as I can into this gym. Because one of the hardest things about going to a gym is not knowing what to do. And if you go in with a workout plan and you're like, okay, I need 45 minutes and I can do this, you're going to get it done and you're going to feel better. But if you go to into a gym and you're just like, oh, I'm just going to work out, you're going to leave the gym feeling like, what did I just do? Your body's going to be like, what the fuck did you just do? I don't even know what you did. So going in with a plan is really, really beneficial. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Today, which is a week and a half later from signing up to the gym, they also offer you a personal training consultation. Now, the personal training at this gym is a little bit different because you have to sign up for like a year minimum. And it's like, it's just too much money. So I won't be doing that. But they give you this consultation and they get you an in-body scan. And so what this does is it breaks down your entire body analysis. And so I know this podcast is personal, but we're going to get even more personal. And I want to share this with you. So, hi, my name is Joey Kidney. I'm about 5'11". And oh my God, that sounds like I'm lying to you. I'm actually 5'11", okay? I'm 27, I'm a male, and today I got my in-body scan. And so what that does is it scans your lean mass, your total body, water, your body fat mass, your weight, your skeletal mass, BMI, all of that stuff, the size of the weight of each arm, each leg, blah, 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 blah. Now, when I was going to the personal training gym 2 years ago, I also got, it was a little bit different of a scan, but I got a scan. And so I had that information as well. And so 2 years ago, the only thing that I remember from that scan, because I think I lost a piece of paper, but I was 10% body fat. Okay. I was the same weight. I was about 155. Now, fast forward to today, I just did this test. My total weight is 155.7. My total body water in pounds is 100 pounds of water. My dry lean mass is 36 pounds mass. My body fat mass is 19.2. And then my total weight is 155.7. My skeletal mass is 78 and my body fat mass is 19.2. My BMI is 22.3 and my total body fat percentage is 12.4. So in the past, this is like the reason why this is interesting to me is because in the past year, 2 years, I haven't gone to the gym and I felt myself losing something. I felt myself gaining stress and losing strength. And this kind of states that because my body fat percentage went up. Granted, I know it's not high. I'm very thankful for that. I'm still very active, but it went up by 2.4%. That's an actual change. And it was interesting to see. Now this test could obviously not be completely accurate. I know this, but it's just interesting to see that there has been a change. And when we listen to our body, we need to accept the fact that it does change. It doesn't stay the same. It's not stagnant. So if you're looking to change something about your life, I really recommend physical activity. And I recommend a workout routine. And I recommend sticking to it. Listen, perfection is something that doesn't exist. However, consistency can change your entire life. So when I signed up to the... here's how you sign up to a gym. One, you go over the payment. You understand that this is a monthly thing, and it's usually a year-long deal. Ask your questions of like, you know, what's the cancellation policy, all of that. When you sign up, you've accepted that the money and everything like that. When you sign up, the day you sign up, go to the gym. If you sign up and you leave, you're never going to go. You're just not going to do it. You need to immediately kind of like, it's kind of like what I say when I go to a party. When I walk into a party, if I don't outburst like confidence and exude kind of like this outgoing persona, I'm going to be quiet the entire night. The day you sign up to the gym, and I did this with my partner Angelica, the day we signed up, we went and we just did a bunch of things. We weren't trying to like do a whole workout. We were just trying to like get familiar with this gym and just show our face in every room. Because what that does is it throws you into the deep end. You can't slowly just work yourself up, especially if you're going alone, because you might not get there. Day one, go to the gym. Day two, go to the gym. Day three, go to the gym. And keep going, at least for a week. And I'm not saying do a super hard workout. I'm just saying be comfortable. Make yourself comfortable, which I know is uncomfortable. But I can tell you this, in the last week and a half, coming on 2 weeks, I have felt more energetic. I'm able to eat more. I'm able to drink more water. My sleep is improving. My overall energy and optimism is improving. I feel more positive. And I was somebody that I've always been scared of the gym. And you just listen to my in-body scan. You know my weight. You know exactly kind of like what I look like and my build. I'm a regular, a very healthy person, and I'm very active. But I'm still scared to go. I'm still anxious every time I go. I'm somebody that's not confident to go. But I still go. And that's the important part. Because I know the end result is worth it. And it does not matter what somebody else thinks. When you go to the gym, there's a bunch of people walking around. The people that are looking at you are insecure about themselves. There are so many people that will walk around the gym and like, okay, I'm sure you can picture it. This big puffy gym bro. Okay. He's walking around. His arms are held out wider than his body. It's called the invisible lat syndrome. And he's walking around looking at everybody. What he's doing is he's looking at people so that they can look at him because he feels not confident, which is why he takes steroids to get bigger and look puffier and bigger. And you don't need to be that. You don't need to compete with that. You don't even need to look at that. And you definitely don't need to worry about it. But if you're thinking about changing your life, I really recommend looking at your physical exercise. I think it helps. I know it helps. It's changed my life. And I hope this podcast was actually like somewhat informative and not just me trying to sell you on going to a gym, because you could do it at home. You definitely could. If you lived in the right climate, like if you live in Canada, I think you need a gym. But if you live in someone that's a little bit warmer, I think if you schedule going cycling or you schedule runs or walks or doing like a hill training workout, or like you go to a field every day and you do a little workout, like things like that, that's huge. And that's something that could counts to change your life. I would definitely say so. But one of the things that the most important thing that has changed my life going to somewhere public to work out is my confidence. That's the biggest thing that has grown. It's to accept that who I am is okay, even in the surroundings of everybody else. And so if there's anything that I want you to take from this podcast, it's that you are good enough no matter how many people are looking. And I promise you, if they're looking, they don't feel good enough. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.